three-way machlokes hatanan. You have Shitas Reb Meir, Shitas Reb Yudin, Shitas Reb Shimon. So Reb Meir says, if you steal a behema, the older, they steal a racha, the gozizo, karis mamash hashinoi. The behema gives birth to a vlad, the vlad bounces out, so that's the hashinoi before it was a ruber, and now it's a vlad. Before there was no geese, and the geese keeps on growing and growing, then you shear it off. So after you shear it off, I heard that for sure constitutes a shinoi. The mayor says you give everything back. You have to give everything back. And if you used it up, the gun, if you used it up, mishalom, oy service, geese service, so you have to pay for everything. So the Gemara says they're not sure. My time the Rav Meir. My time the Rav Meir. Why? Does he hold like Abai's list of Tanoim that Shinoi bim Koina? I mean, Shinoi is not Koina. Or maybe Minatur Mikra din Shinoi is Koina. And here there's a penalty with the Rabbana Shalei Hei Chaitin Nitz because she give everything back. Whichever way it is, usually we say Stam Mishnah Rav Meir. Whichever way it is, the Mishnah is against Rav Meir. The first line in the Perek says, HaGoyz Leitz Ma'asan Kelem Atzam Ma'asan Ha'Goyon Mishalem Kishas HaGzeilam. You don't say he has to give back all the furniture and all the clothing and everything. So the Mishnah for sure, even though usually Stam Mishnah Rav Meir, here we don't pass like Rav Meir. Here we don't pass like Rav Meir. That's what Rashi points out. I'm sorry, came the base, the Master Lei Rav Yehuda Lei Rav Shimon. I was trying to figure out, this Braisa has three opinions in Tanoim. The Braisa here on the top of Tzadikim and Aleph, eight lines from the top, has Rav Meir, Rav Yehuda, Rav Shimon, and that's all. There are no more opinions on the topic. So the Mishnah, the first line in the Mishnah on Tzadikim and Aleph is for sure against Rav Meir. The other side is the Gemara wants to know. So it's a toss-up. Is it Rav Yehuda, is it Rav Shimon? It's neither. So that's the Gemara's question. The Gemara quotes the Mishnah. Gemara on Tzadikim and Beis, right smack in the center of the Omer, the Gemara says, Tanan, it says in the Mishnah, break the Gemara, the Mishnah is Hamani, Lord Rab Meir, Lord Rab Yudah, Lord Rab Shim, doesn't go like anybody, that's the Gemara's question. But the Mishnah for sure doesn't go like Rab Meir. Rab Meir holds that you make a knas over here. Yeah. Rab Meir, either, the Gemara's not sure what Rab Meir holds. Does Rab Meir hold that Shin bin Kaim, I mean, that for sure we're not going to pass nothing. That was the Machlek of Bishan and Bisil. Does Rab Meir hold that you make a knas? So the Gemara has a klal halachik Rav Meir b'zei roisa. You have a machlekes Rav Meir nechachamim. So you follow, if it's a machlekes about exere, so the Amoroim felt that Rav Meir understood psychology better than the chachamim, apparently. When he makes exere the Rabbanon, you follow his opinions. So Tosis quotes in the name of the Goinim, halachik Rav Meir b'zei roisa b'loidik krososa. When he makes a knas, so you don't necessarily pass like Rav Meir if he disagrees with the chacham. So yeah, this is the chaknas, the Gemara says. You have two pshatim in Rav Meir. Either Rav Meir holds that shin bim kaim, I mean, which is out of the question, we're not going to pass like Shammai, or he holds that you make a knas, a chaknas, halach Rav Meir b'gzei roisa, v'lo b'knasos. So the Mishnah does not pass like Rav Meir. It's an unusual Mishnah, usually it's not Mishnah Rav Meir. Okay, it's an exception to the rule. So the Gemara first clears, my time of the Rav Meir. So they finally prove it has to be that the Rav Meir holds that Shinoi is Koina. Because we have the Mishnah later on Tzadik Vav on the base, where Rav Meir is talking the same language as the Chachamim, that Shinoi is Koina. The only machlokes they have with whether Avodah Bukshu the Karkos. Karka had an exalus, it can be Koina Karka b'Shinoi. If Avodah Nigzalim, so you're kind of machine. If Avodah Bukshu the Karkos, they're also in Nigzalim. So you're not kind of machine. Unless you say Rav Meir Lidrem the Rabbanon Kamahu Lididi, I hold that Shina is not kind. Okay, the Gemara is matre. Then the Gemara says that Chia is not neat on the Hiyam. You can't say it if you hold like Rav. Because Rav reversed the Girsa there. What do you mean? Rav reversed the Girsa? The Gemara asked there inside of Gavim, why did he reverse the Girsa in the Mishnah because of a Braisa? Maybe the Braisa should be reversed because of the Mishnah. The Gemara says, no. Rav must not be a Priyasanya. Rav had a tradition that the correct reading in the Mishnah should also be the reverse. So what's the reverse? The first one speaking is Rav Meir. And the Chachamim disagree with Rav Meir. So all over Shas, where it says, Avadim Hukshul Karkos, it's not the minority opinion of Rav Meir. Rav Meir is the minority opinion, he holds Avadim Lo Hukshul Karkos. The Chachamim mother wants to say the regular Shita that's accepted all over Shas. That Avadim Lo Hukshul Karkos. So Rav is Magir, the Mishnah, everything Fakir. So you can't say Rav Meir is Rabbanan Kamalu. He's the first one speaking. the one who the Tana Basra who comes to disagree with the Tana Kama, so he can say sometimes Lidivreim Kamalahu. I really don't hold the Chalal like you, and I'm just arguing Lidivreim. But over here, if the first one is speaking is Rav Meir, so he can't say Lidivreim. So the Gemara says, you see, according to Rav's Hagoa in the Mishnah, V'dafech Rav Tony goes Vehim, the Rav Meir comes first, and then the Chachamim come. So that's clear. Vada the Rav Meir Shinoi Koine. And it's only a Knas Midirabbanan. And it's only a Knas Midirabbanan that what? That you say, Shelo Yehei Choytei Niskar. So if you have a Shina with a Shvach, so Rav Meir penalizes the Gazan, has to give everything back. There, the Shina inside the Kvavan base is a Shina Ligriyusa. It's his Kinu. It's worth less. So they should make a Knas to make him pay. What are they going to make a Knas? There's nothing, he pays Kishas HaGzela, okay. The only time Rav Meir introduces a Knas is if there's a Shinoi Lamal Yusuf, it's a Shinoi, and you have Shvach, the thing is where the Gneva is worth more than it was before. So then Rav Meir says he treated it as if Shinoi is not kind. Here it's a Shinoi Ligri Yusuf. So the din is that Shinoi is kind. So the Gemara says this, we know that Rav Meir holds that Shinoi is kind. And it's only a Knas Midirabbanan, and therefore we're not going to pass like Rav Meir, Halachik Rav Meir, B'gzei Rosev, Lo B'knasoi, so... But the shayla that we have is kikom boilon, kikoi boilon, hochi boilon. Does he say konsu shavat the meisid? Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda are involved in this machlokes by mevashel b'shabbos and by many other cases where the kansin and shavat the meisid. The Gemara wants to know what would you say over here. So the Gemara finally comes to the conclusion based on the Mishnah of kufam beis that litzva liyadam mitzava shach shach mitzava yadam. The Rav Meir holds over there that Shinui is Koine, and the why is Shinui Koine? The Chlal is not a Gazlan. So he holds Hoibral Das Balabai's Nikra Gazlan. Since he's a Gazlan, so he's Koine of Shinui. Even though it wasn't Bezer Hazer, it wasn't that first it became a Gana for a Gazlan, and then later the Shinui occurred. The Shinui was the act of Ganeva. Mamish Boy Kachas. The Shinui is the Ganeva. So Rav Meir holds even in such a case, he still say that Shina is kind. Okay. It's not a din that Shina is kind. So at the time that he started to do the Oirah Das Balabais activity, it was a plain sweater without any color. Then because he dyed it red or he dyed it black, whatever it was, so that was the act of Geneva. The Oirah Das Balabais was the act of Geneva. You don't need that the Shina should follow the Geneva.
I don't know.
That's a very good question. What does he do with the Mishnah 9 Tesamanal? That the Ganat is only Chayiv Biyomsin, or is only Chayiv Keiko. That's always like the Rambam said over there, that the Mishnah says if he doesn't make a kinyan, he's not chayiv. So the Tzadik said, "There's a machlekes in Mishnah. Chayiv what? He's not chayiv b'onsen. He's not chayiv kefil. So it could be that it is chayiv b'onsen, even though it's not chayiv kefil. Mishnah. It's a Rambam. That's the Tzadik Yontan's Rambam. I don't know. Problem. Sure, it's a problem. So what is the Nachmal? So what is the Gemara finally poshet? Rav Meir holds that Rav does bal by sneaker and gazim. Therefore, he's kind of bishinui. Okay." There there's no knas. How comes no knas over there? So the answer is because that's b'shogeg. That's how Rashi said it on the Aleph. B'cha knas a kakonis v'mas nisim u'bitzabo v'lav gazlinu v'lav choytehu lo konis no shogeg hu. So Rashi's just quoting the Gemara from Amid Beis. That's when the Gemara says, why is it shogeg? So Rashi on Amid Beis explains, the third line from the top, big is shituva, there are many, many people, the layadi dosa v'shanis b'dibush of balabites. As Rav Meir says in Kovim Mitzia in Chesam and Beis, Oibral Das Balabais Nikra Gazlan. So Rashi says that kind of Gazlan is always going to be B'shegel. Yikin Shituva, many people think, the Layadi Dasa Vashanis B'dibush of Balabais. They don't realize that they're doing something wrong. So you see, from that, the Rav Meir is only Kainis B'meiz, it is not Kainis B'shegel. Fine. So until you get to the final Pshitas, Rashi already jumped the gun. Rashi already told you the secret before the Gemara even introduced the Ibai. She tells you within the first version.
So first try also that you're a Gazlan Meshege.
Yes. See, you're a Gazlan Meshege. That's the shaila. My time of the Rabbi Yehuda there in the Mishnah Kufa Mebeis disagrees with Rabbi Meir. So why does Rabbi Yehuda not hold that Shina is Kainah? So either he holds a Regal Das Balabais, not Nikra Gazlan, or he holds Nikra Gazlan. Ivan is Gzela, but there's no Kinyan Gzela. Or he holds that Shina is not Kainah unless it's Bizarre Hazet. Or he holds it's only Gzela if you take them for yourself. So we're not sure exactly what Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Tosfos raises different possibilities within Rabbi Yehuda. Tosfos on Tzadik came to base. But that's how the Gemara says Rabbi Meir. Fine. So till the Gemara gets to that pshitas of the Ibaya, that you see from that Mishnah Kufam and Beis, that Rabbi Meir holds the Beshegeg, there's no penalty. The penalty is only the Mezid. Look on to Shogot the Mezid. Till the Gemara gets to that Raya, so the Gemara price brings a different Raya. The quote of Raya that there are five situations where you collect from Bnei Chorin and you don't collect from Mishubat. It means you collect Minei and you don't collect from the Lakuchas. What are the five cases? So the easy case is a Mishnah in the end of Baba Basra. It says, Amil Valpes Goyve from the Loive is not Goyve from the Lakuchas, as opposed to Amil Vishtar is Goyve min Alakuchas as well. So that's where it says, a Get Choy, Vishtar Choy, Shem Bachrayas. What does it mean, Shem Bachrayas? So you could, there would have been a case that everyone would have agreed. If you have a Shtar Choy that says the Loive owes the Mal $1,000, and it says explicitly, if it would say explicitly, Shtachev that says explicitly, no Shiva Nechasma, so then this is Shiva Raguf, no Shiva Nechasma. That wouldn't be a Machlekes Remeh and the Rabbanim. Here it doesn't say that. It says a Get Choyv She'embo Achrayis Nechasma. Sounds like it's not mentioned. A Get Choyv She'em Achrayis, it's not mentioned. So because it's not mentioned, so we assume that the Malva is not entitled to collect from the Lekuchas. The Gemara said that line in the Braisa is only Alibi the Rav Meir. The Rabbanim would disagree. That's the famous Machlekes, but Achrayis to Sefer, Achrayis lav to Sefer. What does it mean, Achrayis to Sefer, Achrayis? The fact that the Shtar Halvoa doesn't mention that there is Shiva Nechasim, that's another word for Achrayis, the Shiva Nechasim, was that a mistake that the Sefer made? He just forgot to mention it? Or no, it's not a to Sefer. So Rav Meir holds Achrayis, the lack of Achrayis is love. Love to a sefer. If it doesn't say achrayis, you don't get shiva nechasim. And the rabbanon say, no, it's an umdine. Loishadi inish zuzi bichdi. A person is not going to lend his money out without being secure that he's going to collect it back. So it's self understood that everybody always wants achrayis nechasim. Unless it says explicitly that in this halbah there's no shiva nechasim, okay, then no is not. But if it doesn't say one way or the other, then you assume the umdin and the muchach is that it's self-understood. What kind of a din is that? You have a shtar. If something is missing, whatever is missing, is self-understood, is kilo nichtav dami. So that's a din of yad. There's a din of neder l'shvua nid levata. This same person has to pronounce it with his lips. So what if he only said a half a sentence? Based on what a half a sentence that he said, you understand what the rest of the sentence is, but he never said the whole thing. He never said the whole thing, but since it's self-understood, so that's a din of yad. It's a Xeris HaKosva that teaches us the din of yad. He wouldn't have known it on our own. He would have said, you have to have diva mefurish. So he learned that from a pasuk that there's a din of yadis nedor. So the reason why there's an institution, the reason why you need a pasuk, yadis nedor, because the dormish was need levat to the society. You have to say it. So the question is this considered kiilu he said it? Well, it's not considered as if he said it. So that you have to have a pasuk to tell us that whatever is a yad is considered as if what he said contains that as well. So that, and then the Gemara has a machlekes abay v'ravin. The Gemara says it's a machlekes hatanai. What's the din of yad she'ena machiyach? It's not a yad hamachiyach. It's not that based on what he said, it's 90% certain that he's driving at this. If a person speaks poorly and it's 100% clear what he's driving at, but it's just not grammatically correct, like when I listen to my tapes of the shiurs, I see that there isn't one complete sentence. I start a sentence, then I start another sentence, start another sentence, but it's clear, everyone knows what I said. But it's not grammatically correct. So Rav Soloveitchik pointed out that's not called the Yad, that's called Dibur Mefurish. There used to be a president in the United States, President Dwight D. Eisenhower, so I don't remember already. Rav Soloveitchik said that he never spoke grammatically correct. So you see, you mean Eisenhower couldn't be Mekadosh and Isha? Because he could never speak straight. So he said, no, that's how Gemara had a Gemara like that in Kiddushin, that's Dibur Mamash. Dibur is if it's 100% clear, even though it's not grammatically correct, so it's a different language. So it's not grammatically correct with English. He's speaking a different language. That's also good. As long as everybody knows where he's driving. But if it's only 90% clear, so then it's called a Yad. So that's called a Yad HaMachiach. That's pretty clear. What if it's only 75% clear? So that's called Yad Shein HaMachiach. If it's 50% clear, 50% unclear, so Taisa calls it, that's a Yad Shein HaMachiach, blah, blah, blah. So that's not called a Yad. So there's Yad HaMachiach. The Gemara talks about 90% clear, that what he said means that. 10% chance that he didn't mean that, but that's Yad. And then there's a Yad Shein HaMachiach Kol Kach. That's a Yad, that's 75% clear. So that's a Machlekes Abai. The Rav and the Gemara shows, that's a Machlekes Satanan. Where is it a Machlekes Satanan? So the Gemara digs up a Mishneh Gittin, on Daf Pevov. It's not talking about Nedarim at all. The Machlekes Abai, the Rav is about Nedarim and Shavuot, where the Yad Shein HaMachiach is also good. And the Gemara says it's a Machlekes Satanan. They quote the Mishneh Gittin. Mishneh says, if a man gives his wife a get, so there's a machlekes satanaim, Rabbi Yudah and Rabbanon, does it have to say in the get, then they have ilichim minoy, sefer truchan v'igerish v'ukim. He didn't bring a get. Okay. Does it have to say, then they have ilichim minoy, and this document should serve as the shtar through which I am divorcing you. Is that necessary to be written? So it's a machlekes satanaim. Whether that's necessary. So Gemara said, that's a machlekes, whether Yad Shein HaMachiach is good. What does it have to do with Yad Shein HaMachiach? So you see from the Gemara that all the time, the Gemara understands the Mishnah that both Tanoim, Rabbi Yudah and the Rabbanon, they all agree that you have to write the Dein Dehavi Lichim Inoy. The premise is they all agree you have to write it. They only argue if it's missing, is it self understood, is it Muvam Me'elov Midin Yad, or can you say it's not Muvam Me'elov? So they're assuming that the Gzeres HaKasav of Yad that was in Scottish and Parshas and the Dorim and the Ziris and Shavuos carries over to get as well. Why? In both cases you need a Loshen. One case it's a Loshen Balpeh, in one case it's a Loshen Bixah. A get can't be Balpeh, get has to be Bixah. In both cases you need a Loshen, so whenever you have a requirement for a Loshen, and the Loshen is incomplete, so that Gzeres HaKasav of Yad applies to all the cases. And the machlekes Rabbi Yudah and the Rabbanon is, but it's not 90% clear. It's only 75% clear in this case. But that's the machlekes Abai v'Rav. The Gemara says the machlekes Rabbi Yudah and the Rabbanon v'Din Dehavi Lichim Inoy. Why? What do you mean it's only 75% clear that? What? What do you mean 75% clear? So the Gemara says there are two issues. On the Dein and Minoy. People go to a rabbi, let's say people go to a rabbi to perform a marriage. So they think the rabbi performs the marriage. But that's what we spoke about the other day. The rabbi doesn't perform the marriage. The chassan does the marriage. The rabbi supervises as the chassan is mekadesh dish. So the same thing, people go to a rabbi, the rabbi should divorce them. The rabbi doesn't divorce them. The rabbi sees with that the husband divorces his wife. The rabbi doesn't divorce him. So it's 75% clear that's what everybody thinks, minoy, that the husband is divorcing his wife. There is a possibility that people, there are probably some amaratzim who misunderstand. They think a couple wants to get divorced, they go, like you go to the judge, and the judge breaks them out. I don't know, the judge probably divorces them. The judge grants them a divorce. By us, the rabbi doesn't grant a divorce. The rabbi supervises to make sure it's done properly, and the baal is megarish ishtay. So 75% of the people understand that. Maybe there's a 25% who think that the rabbi grants the divorce. The rabbi does a divorce. So the minoy is on the question. Then they have the minoy. Is the husband, look, the sefer wrote to get. Sefer wrote to get. The rabbi's supervising. The rabbi's running around here the whole time. So it's a little bit, if you don't know Masechus Gittin, you won't know exactly who's divorcing the woman. You may think that the rabbi is divorcing the woman, the rabbi granted a divorce, and now each one is divorced. So the minoy is only 75% understood. Then, the dain could also be misunderstood. People may think, the Gemara says, people may think that he divorces his wife with an oral declaration. That's what he has to say when he gives the get. And they may think that the get is only given as a shtar raya. As man as a... You can't make such a mistake because God said the woman doesn't walk away with the get. They may not know that in advance. They may not realize that in advance. that she's not going to walk away with the get, she's going to walk away with the ptur. The ptur is going to serve as a shtar raya, and the get is the shtar kin to create the get. They may think that the divorce is accomplished with the oral declaration, harei megureshes shemenu harei mataras l'chol adam, and the get that he gives is only a shtar raya, that it should serve as a raya. Zman HaGemara, that was the practice. The woman held on to the get. That served as the shtar raya. That's why the Mishnah says in Gittin, Shehu einim chasma laget, if they take an oil, that the woman should be able to prove that she's megureshes. So the Gemara says, Mikir adin, sounds like maybe adin deraisa. That's a shot. Where did they learn this out from? That you have to write with they have a lichem in oil. Where did they learn it out from? So that's what the Vilna Goyen is quoted by the Talmidei HaGra, the Aderes Aliyah on Chumash, written by the Talmidim. So they quote on that pasuk. So how do you read the pasuk? So we punctuate the pasuk. Because we'll say if it increases kama, we're not some beyond the kama. We shall have a basic kama. Halacha b'haisa l'shacher. Period. He does this and he does that, and she does it and she does that. So the Tanoim have apparently an additional level of interpretation. They're bothered with the word. They're bothered with the word. Safer. Why does it say safer? So safer usually has the connotation. Sefer Nigeris, her opposite stigma. So Nigeris is a letter, you read it and you throw it out in the garbage. And Sefer means something that's going to last for a long time, a book, you put it near the library or on a bookshelf. So Sefer usually is written on parchment, unless you have a pasuk that is not so. So the Gemara raises the possibility, maybe a get has to be written on parchment. Years ago, all the getten were written on parchment. Until up in the Middle Ages, the Jews were just so poor they couldn't afford parchment, so they started writing Gittin on paper. And then after Chazra v'Hashiru, they said, we're going to leave it on paper and we're not going to be machmer back to write on parchment because Shadol HaHotzi Lazal Gittin HaRishonim. There were so many generations we were writing Gittin on paper, so people are going to think that something wrong goes with it. And now all the Gittin are written on thick paper. It's not written on parchment anymore. So the Gemara deals with this Havamina. Maybe because of a safe increase, and maybe has to write the get dafka on paper. Mara says no. The combo come. It's good even if it's not written on paper. So even if it's not written on parchment. So why does it say the word safer? So Rabbi Yosef Aglili says, in the Mishnah Gittner, Rabbi Yosef Aglili says, Dumya the safer. The get can be written on any background you want, on paper, on metal, on wood, on whatever. Ala shel zayis, you can take a leaf and carve out the letters of the get. Any kind of a background, except for Oichlim or Balechayim. If you write a get on Yad Shalevet, or you write a get on the leg of a behemoth, or you write a get a wedding cake, so you make a divorce cake. So you have a big cake, and you write Harei Megureshes Meni, Mazel Tov, good luck to you, goodbye and good luck. And he gives it a cake. So Rabbi Tzamachloik Satana. Rabbi Yosef Aglili says it's no good. Why? It has to be dummy the safer. It has to be similar to parchment. It doesn't have to be made for parchment. It has to be similar to parchment. But just like parchment is not Eichlum, is not Balechayim, so to a get can't be. We don't pass like Rabbi Yisrael. We pass from that Allah Eichlum, Balechayim is also good. So why does it say safer? So the Gemara says the word safer means L'sviris Dvar Mudios. It means that the get has to have a text. The Chapshita, of course the get has to have a text. Well, he's going to give her a piece of paper, a blank piece of paper, not going to say anything. Every shtar has to have a text. If you're getting married, it has to have a mekudeshes. If you're selling your house, you have to write basic inuyalov. Of course you have to have a text. Manishtana, what's the chiddush over here? That's what the Rishonim say. No, sefer means more than sipra ma'isa. Sfiras dvarim hudiyosa means sfiras dvarim yisera. A get has to have added text more than the Sipra HaMaisa. By any other star, all you need is Sipra HaMaisa. And by get, you need extra spheres of Ramsar. So what do you have to filibuster? What do you have to write down to get? So the Vilna Goyen is quoted by the Talmidei HaGra as saying, the cost of law, Sefer priest is kolon. You should write the following in the text. B'nasan b'yoda, he has to write in the get that he's giving it to her. V'holcha b'hoiso l'yishachar. And then she has the right to go marry whomever she wants. V'holcha v'hoisa midaita mashma. Why say v'holcha v'hoisa? Could say v'hoisa v'yishacher. So Rashi writes on Kiddushin, v'holcha v'hoisa midaita mashma. Sounds like she can choose to marry whomever she wants. That's the Rashi writes in Kiddushin that based on base, that's the mocker, that you can't be Mekadosh and Isha Bal Korcha. You need Dasa Isha by Kiddushin. By Get, you can give the Get Bal Korcha, you don't need Dasa Isha. By Kiddushin, you need Dasa Isha, so Rashi writes in the first Daf in Kiddushin, based on base, Hoch Lahoysa Midai Tamashka. So that's what we take right in the Get. We write in the Get. The day they have Yilichim Inoy, and this should be a document that I'm giving to you with which I'm divorcing you, say for truth, Megerish Bukin, Limahach, Holcha, Limahach means Lalechas, Limahach, Lehis Nasva, to marry, the Chol Gvar Di Se Tzvayin, to any man whom you choose, Holcha, Lehis Midait Namashma. So we write all of these Lashonis into the Get. In another shtar, let's say I write Hareat Mukudeshesli, and I have to write, and from now on, there's an Isa Loisinov, and from now on, I'm Chai Vesher Ksus V'yayna. You don't have to write all the results. And from now on, I can be made for the dark. You don't have to write all the results, what's going to be. But over here by the Get, you have to write Sliras Dvar Miser. It's not enough just to write the Sibra Mais. You have to write. Some Rishonim say that Shemus is also needed. The Ran, the Dar writes that the Ran and Gittin writes on the Riv. That the fact, in another shtar, you don't have to write the names. I can write, I owe you $1,000. I have to sign my name. I can't sign anonymous. I owe you $1,000 and I sign Hershel Shefka. And whoever produces the shtar says, he's the you. It says, I owe you. He'll say, he is you. By Get Disha, it's not enough. He can't just write, I, Hershel Shefka, am divorcing you, my wife. Goodbye and good luck. And I give it a get, and then she'll produce the get. And she'll say, the husband gave me a get. So the Gemara seems to say that you need Shemus. So some Shemus say the Gemara is only, the requirement for Shemus is only if you hold Edei Chasima Karsis, has to be Muchach Mitoicha. But if you would have held, but the way we pass from Halacha, like Rabbi Loza Edei Mesira Karsi, so you don't need Muchach Mitoicha, so you wouldn't need Shemus. That's what some Shemus say. And the Ran says no, that even if you hold Edei Mesira Karsi, you don't need Muchach Mitoicha, you still need Shemus. That's a special din. Sfiras Dvar Miser. It's not enough. See, Brahmais, you need Sfiras Dvar Miser. So this Gemara is Achidish. The Gemara seems Achidish. Machlek is a beauty in the Rabbana, whether you have to write Bidain, do you have Yilichim Inoy in a Ged? It's not a Machlek, but you need Bidain. No, they all agree you have to write Bidain, do you have Yilichim Inoy. That's the requirement. That's a Din Daraisa. That's the Halach of Sfiras Dvar Miser. That's the additional level of interpretation in the Pasuk. Because of law, Sefer Krisis Kolen, Benasam Biyada, this is what I'm giving you to divorce you with. I'm giving you this with, and with this you should become divorced. Not some that this is a shtar right. This is the shtar kinyan. Benasam Biyada, I'm giving you this to be Megarashu. And then you have to write, if I sell you a house, I don't have to say, I sell you an apartment building. So I don't have to add on. From now on, you have the right to collect the rent, and I no longer have the right to collect the rent. I no longer have the right to live the Tetzos on the Mela. Here by the Get, the Torah requires you have to write these Tetzos into the Get. So the Gemara understands that the Machlekes of Yudah Nachacham and Mishnah is not that you need Bidain. They all agree you need Bidain. Machlekes is in Hilchas Yad. You say the Chiddush HaKroa that Yad is considered like a Loshin only applies if it's Yad HaMachiach 90%, or even if it's Yad Shein HaMachiach Kalkach, it's only Machiach 75%. And this is such a situation. This is a Yad Shein HaMachiach. The 2 points, the Minoy and the Day, the two. That's the Machlekes of Yudah Rabbah. So you see from that Gemara, that's the din of Yad. Namish, you're missing a whole line, missing a few lines in the Get. Then you have the Minoy, Limahach, Lisnas, Lachot, Badi, say, it's fine. The whole thing is missing. 3 lines in the Get. And half of the Chachamim say that the din of Yad can accomplish. It's considered Kili Nichtav Dan. Or the Gemara in the first parak in Avodah Zarah has like that. Let's say I have a shtar. My wife used to write fancy ksubas. Sometimes she still writes now. So she wrote the fancy ksubas. And she once wrote the ksuba. One of the boys was getting married. So she wrote, Shnas Chamesh Salafim. And she forgot to write Shva Meos. She just wrote Chamesh Salafim. V'shishim v'sheva. So what's a din? Is that a good shtar? So the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, the first parak says it's a good shtar. You look at the shtar, obviously it's not 700 years old. Obviously the shtar was not written. It wasn't written 100 years ago either. You can tell from the piece of paper. If it were written 100 years ago, the piece of paper wouldn't look so fresh. So obviously, it's a Torah Sefer. If it's missing 5,000, it says Mishnas Shvameos V'Shishin V'Shir. Obviously, it's not. Obviously, it wasn't written in the year 767. It was written 5,767. So the Gemara says then the first peg. That's what Tosafot points out on the Gemara. If you have a desire, when you're missing the alofim or the meos or something, so it's whatever is self understood. It's obvious that it wasn't written then. It's kila nichtav dami. That's a din of a yad. Whatever is missing and self understood is kila nichtav dami. We had such a din also. We were discussing the first daf in Achaydel. We were talking about menias areva. The Gemara says hatki bin runya. You got to pay. So the Ketzais raised the question, why do you pay? Isn't it just Amavatal Kisa Shal Chaveiro? Let's say a person is in his house and I lock the door and he can't go to work and he loses his salary. So the din is Yapata. The only chayv of Hatke Ben Yunya, that's how the Rosh and the Shulchan Aruch said, if you push him into the house. If you didn't push him in, so Mitzamtzim is only chayv by Ritzicha and Mitzamtzim is not chayv by Nezik. That's how we pass in Sanhedrin. So why, if I lock him, if he's in his house and I lock the house, it's Menias HaRebach, I'm not chai. He lost money, I'm not chai. If I push him into his house and I lock the door, then I am chai. Why then? See, the answer is because Menias HaRebach is called Grama Menizik and his Potter. But if I pushed him in the house, that's called a Maisa Chavola. I pushed his body, that's a Maisa Chavola. And by Chayva B'Chaveira, the din is Yechayv Chamish Nidvar. Necessarily, we Bishav is Baishas. Yechayv Shevis, even though it's all Menias HaRebach. And that's a Chiddush that the Shevis Shalom Makom Nezik. One could have argued the point and said, what kind of a Chavola is that? I pushed the guy in his house and I locked the door. That's not a Chavola. It doesn't affect Nezik, Tsar, Ripui, or Bosh, it's only Shevis. So that's a Machlaik Yisatanaim. Is there Shevis, Ashad? Is there Shevis Shalom Makom Nezik? Is the Bosh Shalom Makom Nezik? Our Tana Pasuk that there is. There is Shevis Shalom Makom Nezik. So when we've been discussing that topic of Menias HaRevach, that the Yerushalmi says that you're not Chayiv, so the Yerushalmi says, except for the case of Soda. By a case of Soda, you are Chayiv on Menias HaRevach. What's the case of Soda? So the Mefarshim said, that's a reference to the Mishnah in the end of Bar Metziah. That if I used to have sharecroppers, they used to have an oris, I'm going to do the work. You're a very wealthy man, you have real estate all over, you have fields. So I agree to do the work on the field, and I'm going to work hard, and I'm going to get $1 million worth of payers in the course of the year, $500,000, whatever it's going to be, and I'm going to make up with you how much percentage of the payers you get, how much percent of the payers I get. 50-50, I'll give you two-thirds, I'll take one-third, I'll give you three-quarters, I'll take one-quarter, I'll take three-quarters, whatever the agreement is, it makes a difference. Are you giving me the seeds, or am I paying for the seed myself? So, whatever we agree to, fine. So the agreement is, I don't pay you a fixed amount of money, $20,000, $100,000 for renting the farm. I pay you by giving you a percentage of the payers. Either I give you 50% of the payers, 75% of the payers, fine. What happens? I sign the contract, everything's fine. Then I decide to go sit and learn the yeshiva, and I do no work at all, and first day, so nothing grows. So you get 75% of nothing. So you get nothing. So the Mishnah says, Rav Meir Darish Loshen Hedin. We pass like Rav Meir. Rav Meir, even though this was not instituted by the rabbis, this was instituted by the farmers, by the Balabatim, that what? That they write down into the document, if I leave the field fallow, I will pay you 75% of what would have been a normal good year's produce. If I write, if I leave the field fallow, I'll pay you $1 million, and that's a guzmah, so that's asmachta, and a machlek is satanai, and pasuk asmachta lotan. But if he doesn't write a guzmah, he writes, I will pay you 75% of what would have been a normally good year. So So then the Mishnah says that you're chai because we pass like Rav Meir. Rav Meir Dorish Loshen Hegel. So Tosis asks the question, why is there an issue? Why should be a machlek samir lacham Dorish Loshen Hegel? Whatever you wrote in the shtar, you wrote. Why? You have to have everything approved by the rabbis. You can't write your own shtar. The contract, the agreement, doesn't have to be approved by the rabbis. The Tosis says, no, what it means is like this. Since normally the minhag hamdina was that they always write into the shtar and that was not a minhag that was introduced by the rabbis, it was introduced by the farmers. So Rav Meir goes a step further. If you wrote it in the shtar, there's nothing to argue about. Whatever you wrote in the contract is binding. Even if you didn't write it into the shtar, since the minhag hamdina is that they always wrote it, so if you didn't write it, it's considered like achrayis tosefta, and it's self-understood. Rav Meir darish loshen hegel. Rav Meir holds not only with respect to something that was instituted by the rabbanim, if it's self-understood, the isekil and nichtav dami, even over there, which wasn't instituted by the rabbanim, he also isekil and nichtav dami. So you have these various cases where we assume that there's something missing in a shtar, and even though the punchline is missing, the punchline is missing. There's the main thing is missing. Achrayis nechasim is missing. So whatever is missing, but it's self-understood, it's a norma de nemuchach, it's 90% self-understood, 75% self-understood. Okay, whatever it is, either you hold the, you need a yad ha-machiach, or you hold that a yad shem machiach is also good. So whenever it's self-understood, it's considered kila nichtav dam.
The mayor holds a price laptops.
So that's the shaila, what's the machlokes here, Rav Meir and the Rabbanan? Rav Meir holds achrayis is lav tosefta, the Rabbanan holds it is tosefta. Is it a machlekes in psychology or is it a machlekes in din? So you could say it's a machlekes in umdina. What's the umdina? The Chachamim say that's the umdina. If it says the loivo is the malva $10,000, but there's only shibir abuchin, there's no shibir nechasim, so there's no shibir nechasim, that's what it says. But if it just says the loivo borrowed $10,000 and the malva doesn't say a word, yes or no, about the shibir nechasim, so the rabbana hold l'shodi yinish zuzibichdi, a normal person would never lend out money without knowing for sure that he wants to have shibir nechasim. So it's self-understood that the sofer forgot to write. And Rav Meir is not so convinced of the umdina. If Rav Meir would have agreed that that's the umdina, maybe he would also agree that if he would agree that that is the umdina, then he would also say that achray is tor sefer. Whatever is lo nichtav ki nichtav dam l'chayr. Or maybe one can argue the point and say as follows. We mentioned yesterday the two opinions in the Rishonim, where the shtar halvoa for the purpose of accomplishing shiva nechasim has to be a shtar kinyan or has to be a shtar raya. What's the nature of the din? Is it just like karka is nicknames b'shtar? If I want to give you ownership of my karka, matona, mecher, I write a shtar and I write sori kenuya lecho b'matona, sori mechura lecho. So shtar is kind of karka. So too, shtar is kind of shiva nechasim, because shiva nechasim is a kinyan lechatzoyin on the karka. Is it that the shtar halvoa that accomplishes the shiva nechasim has to function as a shtar kinyan? Or no? The matamos that creates the shibir aguf should really always accomplish also shibir nechasim, either minatar or the rabbanon. Whether you say shibur deraisa, lav deraisa, whatever the story is, but bottom line, the matamos is a kinyan to create shibir aguf, so that same kinyan should really accomplish shibir nechasim. But there's a takan with the rabbanon that it shouldn't accomplish shibir nechasim because of pseidel lekuchas. So the pseidel lekuchas is a problem if the lekuch won't know about it. Because man liyazim betzina yazim. One of ours, man is going to bar privately. He doesn't want the whole world to know about it. But once he's going to make a shtar halvoya, it's going to be the malva is going to have a raya b'ksav that the loiva owes him the money. So raya b'ksav is going to be islay kol. So maybe so once it's islay kol, so there's no longer pseidel lekuchas. So may I say that the matamoyos accomplishes the shibul lechas. So if we say it like that, then perhaps it's just the reverse. The bedavka the shtar halvoya has to function as a shtar raya, not as a shtar kinyan. So that was the fundamental machlokes harishonim. So it could be possibility. Maybe the Olam Rav Meir holds, that's the question over here. Maybe the Olam Rav Meir holds maskim et the Rabbanim, that the umdin is, l'shad din is uzi b'chdi. Maybe it's not a machlekes mitzias. Not a machlekes what's the umdin. But it could be that Rab Meir, maybe this is the machlekes, Rab Meir holds that the shtar halvoah to accomplish even the chosim is a shtar kinyan. And in a shtar kinyan, if the main thing is missing, how can you say that that's mitam yad? How can it be considered? Let's say a man wants to divorce his wife. So he writes a get lishmo. So he writes on the top line, get. So he writes the date. B'chamishi b'shabbos shoyn. He writes the date. So he says, I, and he writes a regular text of the get. I, pleni ben pleni, b'chule. And he doesn't write megavish es ishti. And he writes, v'chule v'chule. Then he writes, ishti plainis bas plaini. V'harei hi v'chule v'chule. He never says the main thing. Never says megureshi's main. Never says m'teres l'chalot. Never says. Everything is v'chule v'chule. And then he writes on the bottom, kedas moshe v'yisur. That's the minute you set. You end off. He keeps on putting in lines that sound like a get. But he never said one word of a get. Everything he puts, v'chule v'chule. But it's obvious that that's what he wants. He told everybody, I'm going to divorce my wife. I can't, no more shalom bayis. So he writes, get, on the top. Then he writes, he starts copying from a text that he get. He writes, then he writes, v'chule, v'chule. And everything sounds like a get. But the punchline is missing. He never says anything that's a get. So is that shaykh to say that that's acceptable midin yad? It's an umdar in the muchach that that's what he means, but he never said anything. A yad is a handle of a pot. That's how the Ran always says. Like, you don't always have to pick up the pot like this. If you have a long handle, so you can pick up the pot by picking up the handle. So yad means a yad of a loshen. I had a haskola of a loshen, and I didn't complete it. So the haskola, if it's 90% clear, it's 75% clear, yad ha-machiyach, yad ha-machiyach. So it's considered as if, included in what I said was that. But if I didn't even begin to say a loshen, so maybe that's why Rav Meir disagrees. Yad would be good, let's say, if it's self-understood, if a shtar halvoa just has to be a shtar raya. So if you have a shtar halvoa that says that the loivo is the malve money, and there's no shiv in the chosim. It says no shiv in the chosim is not. Goodbye. It doesn't say one way or the other. It says the loivo is the malve $1,000. Doesn't say yes, doesn't say no. So the chachamim hold that a price tells sefer. It's an umdin in the mucha that every normal person is not going to throw his money out. He certainly wants a shiv nechassim. So you have a shtar. Maybe the rabbana hold that a shtar halvoa has to be a shtar raya. A shtar raya it is. A shtar raya that he owes the money. And it's self understood that he wants a shiv nechassim also. So it's as if there's a shtar raya and a shiv nechassim too. Because when it comes to a raya, so if it's an umdar in the muchach, and you can read in between the lines, that's called a shtar raya. But for the purpose of a shtar kinyan, it could be that that's exactly what Rav Meir disagreed. Maybe Rav Meir agrees with the Rabbanan on the umdin angle that Lashad Din is Zizbichri. Maybe his disagreement is about the nature of the shtar. Umdin can't help over here to say yad. Because the mamish missing the main thing. There's such a svara is mentioned by Tosfos. There is a Gemara in Kiddushin on Daf Mem Zayin on the base. Yeah, the Tosis and Baba Basa, I involved on the base, discusses it. If you look in the Pnei Yeshua Kiddushin Mem Zayin on the base, he quotes this Tosis in Baba Basa, Diba Maschal Omer HaPapa, and he explains it with a Hogishmak. He explains it better than the way Tosis presented it. So the Gemara there has a situation, a man is Mekadosh and Isha. Somebody owes me $5,000, and I tell the girl, Hare Mekudeshisli, and the $5,000 that he owes me, you have the right to collect the debt. So it's a machlekes hatanoim, whether she's Mekudeshis or not. So the Gemara wants to know, what's the machlekes? So the Gemara says, maybe it's a machlekes whether Maimon Shloshtan, everybody's standing together, maybe it's a machlekes whether Maimon Shloshtan works on a halvor or only works on a pikod. Here, the other person owes me money. And the Malva and the Loiva and the Kala, they're all standing together. And the Malva tells the Kala, Hariya Mekodesh is with the money that he owes me. So if my Mishloshtan works, and he gave something to the girl, she has a right, she's legally entitled to collect the $5,000. Matan Shloshim doesn't work, so they didn't give her anything. Or it could be that that they're talking about a Milva Bishtar, and he gave over the Shtar to the girl, and there is a Machlekes, that's what's doing over here in Bava Basra, Ayin Bava, Ayin Zainam and Aleph, where the Oisis Niknes Biksiva Mesira, Oisis Niknes Bimesira. When you give over a Shtar Chayiv, that someone else owes me. When you give over, I give over the Shtar Chayiv, he owes me $5,000. I give it to the Kala. So Rebbe Shiti is Oisis Niknes Bimesira. I gave it to the Kala, she is kind of the Chayiv now. And we don't pass them like that. Machlekes are showing him how we pass them, how to read the Gemara, Ayin Zainam and Aleph. But the accepted opinion is not like the Rashbam. Accepted opinions like Tosis and the Rambam that ain't osius niknas b'mesira. You have to have ksiva u'mesira. So if he just gave the shtar chayiv of the loiva to the kala, she still didn't acquire ownership of the debt yet. So he wasn't didn't give any kesef. She's not mekodeshes yet. That's one pshat. Imar keeps on giving pshat. Then Imar has inami iboy seima. Not the pshat, because the Braisa never says what they're fighting about. Raisa doesn't explain. So the Gemara gives all the logical possibilities. The Gemara says, "Viboy same," and maybe she said like this. They all agree the halacha is not like Rebbe who holds osius niknas b'mesira. They all agree like the Rabbana, osius niknas b'ksiva u'mesira. You have to give over the shtar chayiv, and then you have to give another document that says, "I'm giving you the right to collect that. I'm makna the chayiv to you." And the machlokes said, so what's the machlokes satanoi? He did ksiva mesira. He did ksiva mesira. So what are they fighting about? They're fighting about Rapapa's issue. The Rapapa says, "Hi man, the mazman." That's Gemara in Kiddushin Mem Zayin quotes it, and it's quoted over here in Baba Basayin Rav. "Hi man, the mazman ishtor lechavre. If he sells a shtar chayiv that he owes me $5,000, I want to transfer the debt to someone else. So he needs ksiva umesira." The Rapapa says, when you do the ksiv yitzorach limichtav lei, you have to write down in the new shtar that you're giving, knelach ihu b'chol shibude de izbe. Let's say I'll just write, and I give over the shtar chayiv that the other fellow owes me the $5,000. Then I write down, this is to ascertain that I, Hashem Shechter, gave you the shtar chayiv of Pliny, in which it says that he owes me $5,000. And I give it. Star number 5,861. E. I don't know if they give numbers on stars. I don't know. In the drugstore, they have numbers on prescriptions. So maybe they have numbers on stars also. I don't know. So he writes, this is to ascertain that I gave over the star chayv, that he owes me money, and the star chayv number such and such, and I give over. So Rapapa says that's not sufficient. You have to write, Kenei alach ihu. That's not enough. Kanelachiyu. V'chol shibudet izbeh. I has to say in a new document that I'm writing, ksiva u'mesira. And the ksiva, the mesira is to give over the old shtar. And the ksiva has to say, and you have the right to collect it. Has to say, kanelachiyu v'chol shibudet izbeh. So the Gemara says, maybe that's the machlokes. Maybe the Yoylam, nobody holds like Rebbe. But also has nikness b'mesira. For us, has nikness b'mesira. So I gave her, the chasam gave the kala the shtar so she can collect the chayv. So there is kiddushin kesef. We hold like the Rabban, unique Siva or Mesira. But the Machloik is Satanayim is whether you hold like Rapapa or not. You have to write Kanelachir b'chol shibudet izbeh. So Tosis has Akasha. Why does the Gemara say that nobody holds like Rebbe, they all hold unique Siva Mesira? And the Machloik says, what's the text that has to be written in Iksiva and Anushta? It doesn't have to say like Rapapa says, it has to say Kanelachir b'chol shibudet izbeh. Or is it enough if it says, I've given you over the shtar chayiv that says that he owes me $5,000, that's enough. So for Ektesis, you could have had the same achlekes if you hold like Rebbe, that osius niknas b'mesira. When you give over the, when I give over shtar chayiv, am I giving it the shame pikadon, or am I giving it the shame kinyan? So you got to say what you're giving him. The chassan is going to say to the kala, you see this beautiful shtar, he owes me $5,000. I give it to her and say, Harit Mukadesh is good. So that's not enough. Maybe I'm just showing her how rich I am. People owe me money. Everybody owes me money. You're going to be married to me. You're going to be in charge of all the money. But it's going to be my money. It's not going to be your money. So that's not Mukadesh. If you're all like Rebbe, that Osius Niknas b'Mesira, you got to say, this shtar chayv is yours. You can collect it. It has to say something also. So maybe Leoilam, everybody holds like Rebbe. Why did the Gemara have to say, Yiboy Seyman, nobody holds like Rebbe? First they said, this is the Machloekes Rebbe in the Rabban. If he gave over the shtachayv, he didn't give a ksiva of another shtachayv, didn't give the kala anything. The boy same, and nobody holds like Rebbe. A unique ksiva mesira, which he did, and the machleik is satanayim, the two prices, whether mekudesh is, any mekudesh is, whether you hold like Rav Papa. Do you have to write explicitly, k'nech ihu v'chol shibud it is, or is enough if you identify which the shtar is? So why does the Gemara have to, what prompts the Gemara to say that nobody holds like Rebbe? Maybe everybody holds like Rebbe. Forget about the Rabbanah. Everybody holds like Rebbe. And it's machlekes where they hold like Rav Papa. When you give over the shtar, you have to say something. So maybe that's a shaila. Is it enough if he says, this is yours, you can keep this? Or does he have to say, you can keep this and you can collect the debt? So Tosis wants to say, that's called sugi in the alma. Tosis has a tradition for Negoinim. Whenever you have, very technical, the Gemara says that there's a Toya B'dvah Mishnah and Toya B'shikal Adas. Toya B'shikal Adas is, there's a Machlokes, Tanoim Amaroim, and the Sugin the Alma goes one way, and he passes against it. What does it mean, Sugin the Alma? The Sugin the Alma usually assume that Mayra Hara always passes that way. They generally accept the Pesachas like that. So Tosis quotes from the Goyim, Sugin the Alma is sometimes a technical term that refers to a technical style in the Gemara. The Gemara has a machlokes habraisis and it's sasim. You don't know what's the nekudas of machlokes. The Gemara says, the machlokes is A or B. We by same, they all agree B, the machlokes is by the C or D. We by same, they all agree D, the machlokes is by the E or F. So why did the Gemara have to say the second time? We by same, they all agree B, the machlokes is C or D. Could be E by same, they all agree A, the machlokes is by the C or D. So if you cannot proceed to C or D without assuming that the halacha is like B, so in order to continue, in order to proceed to give, and to exhaust all the logical possibilities, you have to say E by same they all agree B, and you go back there. The machlekes is by the C or D. E by same they all agree D. You can't proceed to E or F unless you assume that it's D. So then, if that's the only way to proceed, then it doesn't show what the D is. It's just exhausting all the logical possibilities. But if the Gemara could have just as well said E by same, they all agree A, and they could have still continued to say C or D. So the fact that the Gemara says E by same, they all agree B, and they argue whether it's C or D, that's called Sugin the Alma. The Gemara is just assuming as a question that that's the correct halacha. Otherwise, they should have said E by same, and Machlekes is by the C or D. They didn't have to say E by same, they all agree B. They could have all agreed A, and still had gone on further to C or D. So Taisa says over here, the Gemara first says the machlekes, we have this machlekes tumah in the Tanoim. A man is mekadosh seyusha b'shtachayv d'achrini, but the shizbu kodesh esana. We don't know what they're fighting about. The first thing Gemara said, they're arguing whether man shloshin is by a choyv, or only by a pikot. Then the Gemara says, Ibo yisema, they all agree man shloshin is good. Here is not talking man shloshin. He's not using man shloshim. He gives over the shtar. He gives over the shtachar. The loiva is not here. If the loiva would be here, you could have used the man shloshim. The loiva is not here. Just the chasin kala under the chuppah. So the chasin gives over the shtar choyv. So that's the machlekes Rebbe and the Rabbanon, whether osis niknas b'msira or osis niknas b'ksiv b'msira. Then the Gemara says, V'ibo, he's saying that they all agree, ain't osis niknas b'msira, yiniksiv b'msira. And they argue whether you hold like Rav Papa or not. You have to write Tanei Lachir V'chol Shibud Adizbe, or it's enough if you just identify the document. I say, I gave you over Shtar, you write the number, the date, and the name of the loiva. So Tosis says, they think that this issue, whether you hold like Rav Papa or not, is only an issue if you hold like the Rabbanim, the Rebbe. You have to have ksiva mesira. If you hold like Rebbe, that you don't need ksiva sashtar, all you need is mesira, then you have to explain bal peh. This is not being given to Shem Pikot, this is yours. Of course it's yours to collect. What then does he mean? It's an umdeh to the mochach. That's what he means. What does he have to say bal peh? K'nei lachir v'chol shibud it is peh. If I give you a shtar, so the chassid is giving a shtar, maybe showing off how wealthy he is to the kal. So he has to say, no, the shtar is yours. The shtar is yours. Vahariyabu Kodesh says, this is the Kesek Kiddushin, and the shtar is yours. So there's no need for him to say, Knei Lachir B'chol Shibud Adizbe. It's self-understood. Tosis says, the only time the Gemara suggests there's a machlokes is If you assume the din is like the Rabbana de Rebbe, that also is nicknas big siva masiv, you need a new shtar. So the new shtar is a shtar kinyan. So on a shtar kinyan, you have to say what you want. I bet it's an umdin in the muchach that that's what he wants. And an umdin in the muchach is usually considered kinichtav dami midin yad. No, but not if the ikar chasim and asefer. If he doesn't say, if he doesn't write knei achil v'chol shibud it is bay, then the shtar kinyan is not valid. That's how Tosfos suggests, that the only time there's room to argue whether halacha kirapapa or not is if you need siva mesir, if you need a shtar kinyan. So then there's room to say, ain halacha kirapapa. But if you hold like Rebbe, the Rosh Hashanah is the mesira. So why should you need knei lachim v'chol shibud it is bay? Orally you have to say. Obviously that's what he means. It's an umdir nebuchach that's what he means. So you see, that's how the Pnei Yeshua explains what Tosfos says. Tosfos is not so clear. Pnei Yeshua makes it very gishmak. Pnei Yeshua Kiddushin explains what this Tosfos and Bava Basra means, and I involve him a bit. So one could perhaps argue the point and say that that's what Rav Meir is arguing about over here. Maybe Rav Meir holds Achrayis Lav Tor Sefer. It's unclear whether his argument with the Chachamim is unclear to me. I don't know. We have to check Shas. If someone has a chance, you should check all the Masichtas where it appears. You could say the Machlokes is an Umdana, whether Lo Shadir is Uzi Bichli, is that so clear? Or could be that Rav Meir agrees with the Rabbanim that there's such an Umdana, but maybe he holds that the Shtar Halvoya that accomplishes a Shiva Nechasim has to function as a Shtar Kinyan, not as a Shtar Raya. So for Shtar Kinyan, if you have Ika Chasim and Asef, it doesn't say the main thing. It doesn't say b'chol lachasim shibatim l'chayv zeh, that it's only a shtar raya and a chayv. He borrowed money, so he already owes the money. So the shtar halva, as far as the chayv is concerned, is a shtar raya. He wanted also to serve as a shtar kinyan to be kind of the achrayis to shibin lachasim. So you got to say something. You can't write b'chulei b'chulei. You can't write b'chulei. You have to write b'chol lachasim shibatim l'chayv zeh. If you say like that, then l'chore we're saying that this is the machlokes zameh and the rabbah. That the Rabbanu hold that a shtar halvoy is a shtar raya, and the Ramei holds that it's a shtar kinyan. That's a question.
And again, in the nafkamina, the nafkamina would be that the Rishonim saying, get, if you have a shtar, and now that we're saying that this would be the place where Meir comes, so now the nafkamina would be.
That issue that Rashi and Tosfos quoted their two gifts, that would be ten of machlokes on the Rabbanon. The Rabbanon hold that the shtar halvoya to accomplish even the chosim doesn't have to serve as a shtar kinyan. If it would have to serve as a shtar kinyan, you would have to say explicitly, kol nechosim shibatim alechayv zeh. If it doesn't say, to say, well, it's self-understood. What do you mean self-understood? Just take ikka chosim and asefer. If you need a shtar kinyan, it doesn't say. But if you say no, the matamwise creates the shimon chasim on the condition that there will be a shtar raya, that there shouldn't be a problem. Say the lekuchas. So then the rabbanon say it's an umdin in the muchach achrayis to a sefer. So l'chari one could argue the point and say that this you could say the machlek zameir rabban machlek is an umdin. You could say they both agree what the umdin is. They argue is umdin enough for a shtar halvoa to create shimon chasim. Ramei holds no. It has to be a shtar kinyan. So if the main line of the kinyan is missing, it doesn't help.
Rabbi, what was the exact case that they were arguing, that the Rishonim were arguing about in Gittin? If you wrote, not if you left out the...
If the Leiva writes, I owe the Malve, this is the ascertain, I borrowed $10,000 from the Malve, and I want to create all of my nechasim should be meshubah to the Malve. He writes explicitly. But he doesn't have any Adam sign on the bottom. He gives it to the Malva in the presence of Adam Asiru. So we Paskin, they more Paskin is Adam Asiru Karsi. So would that apply to Shtori Halvoa? So half of the Rishonim say, no, that's ridiculous. A Shtar Halvoa that it can accomplish, that you can collect from the Lukuchas, is based on Shtar Raya. If it's not a Shtar Raya, then there's going to be Leis Leikola. In order to be a shtar raya, you have to have Eidech Hasima. If you don't have Eidech Hasima, there's no shtar raya. All machlokes about Eidech Hasima Karsi, Eidech Mizir Karsi, is only in the case of shtar kinyan. Shtar raya, they never had a machlokes. And that's exactly Shitas Rav Meir. Rav Meir holds Eidech Hasima Karsi. Rav Meir holds that every shtar has to be a shtar kinyan. Every shtar has to be a shtar raya. In order for a shtar to accomplish a kinyan, has to first start off as a shtar rai. If I give the girl a rai that we're married, this accomplishes the change we became married. So Meir says that every shtar has to start off with as a shtar rai. So every shtar needs a dechasim. So if you're talking about a shtar rai, so if you have 85%, you have 90% of the story is there, just missing 10%, even if the 10% that's missing is crucial, but it's self-understood, so that's a good shtar rai. But if you're talking about that this shtar is supposed to serve as a shtar king, you have to have the sipra maisa. So if the sipra maisa is missing, so you didn't even get the first base. There's nothing to discuss at all. So it could be that that's the machlek zameh and the rabbon.
But Rashi and Tizis don't argue also if you have to, this aspect, meaning you have to say, and also the shigudim are nichnes to him. And the way we're saying it is, if it's not nichlev in the shtar, lagave that.
When the loyve writes a shtar to the malve, that he owes him the $10,000 of the halvor, but he didn't write kol nechasim mishabatim lechavzeh. So rabbanon say it doesn't matter, even if it's missing, it's self understood. So yad, he didn't yad, it's good.
But we're saying that should be also an afkamina between Rashi and Tizis.
Okay. Okay, could be. Rashi and Tesis both quote two pshatim. Rashi gives two pshatim and Tesis quotes that Rashi has two pshatim. The two pshatim depend on two gears in the other both
passages. So,
but
I understand, if you're saying in general, Mir says that it's a shtar rai, the Thomas shtar, it's a shtar, so how can you split between the shtar king and the shtar rai?
It's a good time. See, over here by the halvoah, if the loive gives the malve a shtar raya, that kol nechasim mishubadim lechavzeh, then kol nechasim will become mishubadim lechavzeh. He didn't even give him a raya to kol nechasim mishubadim, just gave him a raya that he owes him $10,000. I propose to a girl, and then I give her a shtar raya that we are married. It says, we are married. So that accomplishes that we just become married, according to Rebbe. So the same over here. If I would give, the loive would give the malva shtaraya, I owe you $10,000, and all of my nechasim are meshuvet. How are they meshuvet? It didn't happen yet. No, by giving over the shtar, they will become meshuvet. So by my giving, the loive is giving the shtaraya to the malva, that kol nechasim meshuvet and lechayvzeh, that accomplishes that kol nechasim just become Mishabadim Chavzeh. The husband gives his wife a get. Harek Mugureshis Mimeni. This is to ascertain that you are divorced from me. He writes it Beloshon L'Sha'ova. That's what the Rishonim talk about. If you write Harek Mugureshis Li, he doesn't write, I hereby am marrying you. He writes, we are married. Harek Mugureshis, we are married. So according to a mayor, it's good. Every Shtar King, it works like that. By giving a Shtar Raya, by being Matvis Araya, Biyar Hasheni, that accomplishes that the kinyan takes effect. So that would be good over here by the halvor. If the loiva would give the malva shtar that says, I owe you $10,000 because I borrowed the money, that's plain old riot, that's the shtar riot. I re-borrowed the money this morning. And all of my property, all of my real estate is meshuvah to pay this debt. What do you mean all my real estate? By giving him a riot that all of my nechasim are meshuvah, that accomplishes that it becomes meshuvah. But if he didn't write that line, didn't write that line. So the shtar is only, he only gave him a right that he owes him the money. That he has a shibir of love. He never gave him a right that he has a shibir of love.
But you just said that if you want me to operate in a dryer, the shibir is self-understood, right?
Not that. According to the Chachamim de Rav Meir, one could argue the point, the shtar is not a shtar king to be cutting the shibir of love. The Shibin Nechasim is created with the Matamoros. Matamoros is able to create Shibin Aguf and Shibin Nechasim. Except if it's only Matamoros and there's no Shtar at all, then we should say that in the Kulchas that Chachamim said that we're not going to declare that the Matamoros create Shibin Nechasim. But if there's no Pesedim in the Kulchas, how come? Because there is a Shtar Raya, the Malva has the right showing it to everybody in the world, showing everybody. So that's Islay Kola. You have to say Islay Kola, the Eidim are going to tell everybody. Islay Kola, the Malva has a Shtar Raya. But the love owes him money, so the Matan will show it to everyone. So because there is a Shtar Raya, therefore I say the Matan Mois creates the Shin Nechasim. You don't need that the Shtar should create the Shin Nechasim. Unless the Shtar is going to say, there ain't kind of Shin Nechasim. Yeah, but it doesn't say negative ein kachin nechatzmusa. Then automatically I say that the matamaz creates the shin nechatzmusa. So then, the fact that it's missing, the achrayis is missing, shouldn't take it as an indication that he didn't want to have, as if he had written the ein kachin nechatzmusa. No, it's a tos sefer. It's self-understood, everybody does want it. It's self-understood, everybody does want it. Does mean that therefore it's kiyuv nichtav dami. No, therefore you don't say it's kiyuv nichtav ein kan shiva nechasim. But you don't need that it should be kiyuv nichtav. If you would say that you really need that it should be written, so to say lumder in the muchach accomplishes that it's as if something is written, not there, that's not good. If the 1,000 years are missing, it says in the year 767, everybody knows it's 5,000. That's the question, being mevara, araya, what's the date? So the date is there. If something else is missing, then the heavy lichimin roi, that's not the ikar of the gift. This halacha has to say that. So it's kila nichtav dam. If you hold that it's a yachin, machiach is also good. So it's considered kila nichtav dam is good enough. Or a group of rishonim say, the Rambam and a group of rishonim say that a shvuah only has the full status of shvuah if it's a shvuah b'shem. You say, the Rambam writes, harini nishba b'shem or harini nishba l'shem, either with a base or a lama. So the Tur quotes his father, the Rosh says, yeah, masking with the Rambam, but even if you take the Shvuah b'lishem, it's a yad. It's everybody understands, you swear by God. The goyim, you say, what do you mean you take an oath? I swear by God, so help me God. Everybody knows what that's going to be. So it's self-understood, because not, it's a reference. You say, I'm swearing. What does the word swearing mean? I'm swearing to God, as if I'm telling God a lie. When I deny owing you money, if it's a lie, it should be considered as if I was trying to fool God. As if I told God a lie, or if I swear by God, means just like I believe in God, so I don't owe you the money. And if I do owe you the money, it's as if I said I don't believe in God. It's either Shvuah Bashem or Shvuah Lashem. So the Rosh, quoted by the Torah, says it's self-understood that that's the reference. You don't have that, you should say the Shem Hashem. Yeah, but over here, if you're talking about a Shtar Kinyan, so every Shtar Kinyan, that's the ABC. A Shtar Kinyan has to have a Sikra Amayisah. If it doesn't say Sodi Kanuya Lacha, you can beat around the bush as long as you want. If it doesn't say the punchline, so where's the Sipra Maisa? It's no good. So it could be that that's the Machlek. So Rameya, they're both really umdine. Rameya holds that a Shtar Havoah to create Shimon Nechasim is a Shtar Kinyan. So it doesn't help an umdine the Mochach. It has to say, Masheni Kain, the Rabbanan, maybe the Rabbanan disagree and they hold it. The reason why umdine the Mochach is good. Because it doesn't have to be a Shtar Kinyan. You don't need a Sipra Maisa. The thing that's going to create the Shimon Nechasim is the Matamoyas, not the Shtar.
If you don't say like this, and you say like the first option, so how do you get out of the problem from the Mavra below Ebit?
I don't know, that's the problem. Reb Meir is the one who knows. This is the problem. Reb Meir is the one who says over there, Reb Meir, Darish Loshen Hedyon. So Taisa says, what does it mean? Even though he didn't write it, if he wrote it in the Shtar, there's not Machlek Zamein, the Rabbanah. So when you talk about Dorish Loshen Hedyo, he didn't write it in the Shtar, but because that's the Minig Amdin, everybody does it. So Rav Meir holds as Kila Nichtav Dami. So this is a problem. What do you mean Kila Nichtav Dami? But if you're learning Pshat over here in Rav Meir, that if you're talking about a Shtar Kinyan, you must have the Sipra Maisa. So over there, that's the Shtar Kinyan. It's not the Shtar Kinyan. What creates the Chiyuv to pay? What creates the chiyuv on the part of the sharecropper to pay if he's going to take off a year? He's not going to lift a finger, not to do any work. That's the shtar kinyan. It's not that he made a kinyan suitor and the shtar is just a raya. The shtar is the shtar kinyan. So if the shtar doesn't say, so why is he mechuyif to pay? What are you going to say? It's a takpanas chacham, and then he has to pay. Some rishonim say like that. Since the minhag hamdina is that they always write this into the shtar, so the chacham made a takana. So Magen Mishnah says like that. Chacham made a takana that you got to pay even though you didn't accept it upon yourself. It's a difficult one. The pashtus over there is moiver v'le'eved. Dorish Loshen Hedyon means that it becomes like a yad. So that's the problem. How can you say that it's a yad? If that shtar is what's koina the hischaivus, so that should be ikar chasam and asefa.
So either way, it's a problem. And even the way we're explaining over here, it's still going to be a problem because it's no.
It could be that this premise is not correct. This premise is from the Pnei Yeshua. Pnei Yeshua and Kiddush and Daf Mem Zayin. This is Frankfurt. See, Pnei Yeshua is the Mar Dasman of Frankfurt. So this is all part of the Frankfurt. So Pnei Yeshua says that that's what Taisa is driving at. Taisa didn't exactly say that. I think it's a very good shot. I said it on my own also without the Bnei Yeshiva. I think it's correct. Maybe I've been influenced because I live here for the last 40 years in the province. But, so maybe you have to assume, not like the Bnei Yeshiva, that a Yad is even good in a Shtar Kinyan when it's missing the whole Zibra Maisa. The whole thing is missing. But maybe by Get is also good. He writes on top Get, and he writes every other line that appears in a Get, and the punchline is missing, the main thing is missing. He just writes V'chule V'chule. That's a shame. Is that acceptable? Is that good mitam yad? I would have thought that it's not good. So what do you do with that tesis? By Yemayva V'le'ev and Hashan Neitva. That is a problem. There is such a similar machlokes ha-tanaim. Happens to be Rabbeinu and Rabbanan also. Everything's Rabbeinu and Rabbanan. Happens to be Rabbeinu and Rabbanan. By Erechim. If a person says Dama Valai, so you pay Kamahu Shavalim Parashuk. If you say Erko Alai, you pay Dama Maksuvim Batur. Pay whether, depending whether he's a man or a woman and what age he is. So Damim is even a Tinek Ben Yama has a Dama. He's selling Kamahu Shavalim Kabashuk. Either Abed Ivri, Abed Naini, that's a Machlaik Sarishan we had in the first Mishnah Achleva. And if you say Erko Alai, so Erchin only begins after 30 days. So what if a person is marech apachas min ben chodesh? I say erko alai. He's apachas min ben chodesh. So that's a mishnayis in the first perek in Erchim. That's machlek zameh nirabon. So Rav Meir says, anum dine ein odam motzi dvar v'batol. The guy is serious, and he says, I'm a little baby, erko alai. He's not drunk, it's not burim, he's not making a joke. He's not a kibitzer, he's a serious man. He says, Erko Allah. So Rameir says, Adam Yadeh She'ein Erech Lepachas B'mat Chodesh, the Gom of Yama, the Shem Domim. Even though he said Erko Allah, we assume that that's what he meant, Dom of Allah, because Ein Anam makes a Dvar B'vatov. People don't make foolish statements. And the Rabbanim disagree, and they say, no, you're Pater, you don't pay anything. He's not Erechin. He didn't say Domim, and Erechin doesn't exist, so he's Pater, he doesn't pay anything. So the Achrayim write, I think the Tshuva is a Radraz or something. Achrayim write that the Machlokes are Meir and the Rabbanon by Ein Anam Motzei Dvar V'Atola is only by Inyani HaFloy. But by any other case of Dini Mamanis, everyone agrees that Ein Anam Motzei Dvar V'Atola. So what does it mean? Ein Anam Motzei Dvar V'Atola is an Umdinah. Everybody agrees to the Umdinah. They're not arguing whether people are Motzei Dvarim L'Atola. The Umdinah is an Umdinah. The argument is by Erechin is one of the Inyani HaFloa. So you have to have Levati Bisusan, you have to say. So the Rabbanan say, fine, it's an Umdana Eid on the Mitzvah Dvar Bilatala, the Gama, the Yama, the Shane, Dumim, he certainly meant Dumim, but he didn't say it. So he didn't say what he said is not binding, there's no Erech to Apochis B'men Chodesh. And what he meant in his heart, he didn't say. So there's no Chiv to pay. And Rameir says, no. When he said, Erko Alai, it's midin yad. We understand what he meant by Erek Alai was dumb of Alai, so it's considered as if that's what he said, dumb of Alai. Rabbanan say, no, what kind of a yad? A yad is if you have an incomplete lashon. But if you have a full sentence and the sentence was misstated, and the umdina indicates you have an umdina, that what he really meant to say was something else, that that's not midin yad. Yad is if there's a missing word, incomplete. But if he said everything full, a full sentence, and he said it wrong, so that's not Medinya. That's really a famous Machlokes HaRishayim. On the first daf in the Dorm. What if a person, the Gemara says it's a difference between a neder and a shvuah. A neder is an Issa Chetz and a shvuah is an Issa Gavra. So if a person takes a neder, let's say he has to lose weight, he has to stop his Yetzirah, his potato chips. So he takes a neder, the potato chips are asa b'achila. All potato chips in the world are asa b'achila alai. So that's a neder, that's a correct neder, isa chevza. If he's going to take a shvua, he has to say, I hereby take a shvua, I will not eat any potato chips. What if he says, I take a neder, I will not eat potato chips? He says, I take a neder, b'loshen shvua, I will not eat, he takes a neder, b'loshen gavra. Or he takes a shvua, b'loshen chevza, he says, I hereby take a shvuah that all potato chips in the world are also alive. The shvuah has to be an Issa Gabra. So he said a shvuah b'losh and neder. He says, I take a shvuah that potato chips should be also b'achidah. He takes a neder b'losh and shvuah. I take a neder that I will not eat potato chips. So there's a big three-way machlokes HaRishayim. So some Rishayim say it's just not chal. Period. It's not chal. Other Rishayim say, no, it's a yad. Obviously, it's a yad. So which wins? Which one wins? So he said, if he said, I take a neder, so neder wins. But he said, I take a neder, I will not eat potato chips. You got to correct it, so you correct it. Not only is it din yad to fill in the missing part, yad is to reformulate the statement. He really meant to say, I take a neder, all the potato chips will be also b'achila. He said, I take a shvur. He said, I take a shvur. So the shvur, the word that he said shvur determines that this is a shvur. But then he said, I take a shvur that the potato chips will be also alive. So din yad, we have to re-understand, reinterpret what he said. He really, we correct it. So it's considered as if he said, I take a shvur that I will not eat potato chips. So there's one opinion that that's the machlek is 2 days in Tosfos. The Ran, the Tosfos have the machlek based on the base in the dorm. What's the din of neder beloshen shvur, shvur beloshen neder? So that's a fundamental machlek is whether yad even helps to correct the language. Yad only helps if there's missing, the loshen was incomplete, missing a line. So yad fills in the missing line, but yad doesn't help to correct the language. Then there's a third opinion, I think the Mechaber Paschal is like this, that we distinguish between the two. There's a yad in the dorim and there's no yad in the shvur. So if he said, I hereby take a neder that I will not eat any potato chips, so yesh yad the neder. So it's as if we corrected, it's as if he had said, I hereby take a neder, the potato chips will be us machilavah. When he said, I hereby take a shvur, so that's a shvur, and then he said, the potato chips will be us machilavah, so there's no din of yad for shvur. That's a chidush gadol, that the din of yad only works by neder and by get and by kiddushin and by pe. Works everything under the sun except for shvur. Why should that be so? It's a chidush. There's no yad l'shvur. How can it be? If there's a yad for gittin and kiddushin, there's a din of yad for the text of the get, but then you have a nitmanor. There's a din of yad for hafrashes peh. There's a din of yad for hegdish. The Gemara says whenever there's a din of loshen, so there's a din of yad. It's marish tana shvur from simin shvur is mocham. As it says nefesh kishavah levat is bisvasayim. So shvur is mocham. That's one opinion. I think the Mechaber Paschal is like that. That a shvur b'loshen neder is nothing, and a neder b'loshen shvur is a neder midin yad. So here, that's Reb Meir holds. Ha'emer, if a person says erech katan ze olai, he's a pachas bin ben chodesh. So Reb Meir says einan matzav dvar v'atol gam hayol l'shem domim. So Reb Meir holds that it's good midin yad. So Reb Meir holds explicitly that the din of yad not only applies to fill in the missing words, even to correct, not the grammar. Grammar is not likuba. To correct the text. And God is wrong. He says, Erko alai anatinek pachad b'chadosh. You should have said dama b'vav. Erchen and dama matu different things. So Meir says, that's okay. It's good midin yad. So that's a shayla. The chachamim disagree. What are they disagreeing about? What are they disagreeing about? They hold that yad doesn't work to correct the lashon. Oh, no, that's what the Radva says. The only time they disagree, because you have to, every so often rishayim, Magamishna and other Rishonim say, Eden Motzi Dvar V'Latov. So yes, but we don't pass like that. That's Rav Meir. So they say, no, the only time we don't pass, the only time there's Machlokes and we don't pass is by Inyani HaFlor. But Inyani Mominus, we do pass in Eden Motzi Dvar V'Latov. Just trying to figure out what did he mean. Of course he meant that. That's in Eden Motzi Dvar V'Latov is an Umder Nemuchach. Umder Nemuchach doesn't help by Nedar Meshuot, by Inyani Levati Bisvasan.
The Gemara knew that there was been a Yad in the Gemara. In the Dharma is the Sukkot, Yeshab Staka, Yeshab Hefker, so what was the Suffolk? Why is it?
The Gemara Taki asks, what's the case? Yeah. What case are you talking about? No, usually you do assume that there is Yad. The only time the Gemara has a Suffolk is Yeshab the Kiddushin, that's taken. Yeshab the Kiddushin. That's a take on the Gemara. So the Tosin says the Kasha, and in the Dharma, the Tosin very tiny letters on the side. But they say, Estekasha, how can it be a suffix with the Yeshiyad Kiddushin? Just said all the Tanaim agree that Yeshiyad get. They only argue it's a Yad Sheni Mechich, and it didn't write the day. So how come over here it's a suffix in the Gemara with the Yeshiyad Kiddushin? So Tosfos gives a difficult answer. So others give a different answer. By the get, we're just talking about the text of the get. It doesn't say the day. So we're saying, it's Kilo Nichta Dome. Since it's 75% certain, what if you would have something missing in the get? It would be 95%. It's missing Chamesha Sabaf. It says the Chamesha B'Shabbos, and it's missing the year 5000. It just says in the year 767. So everybody would agree that yesh yad leget. That's not a machlokes. Machlokes hatanan with yesh yad leget is on the text of the get. They didn't write the ding because it's a shayla yad shein machiyah. But who believes the yad machiyah? Everybody would agree that's talking about the text of the get. Text of the get is like a text of a shvuah, text of an eder. You say yesh yad. The Gemara Safik where the yesh yad lekidushin is when he says harei mukadeshesli. So when you say harei mukadeshesli, we know that you need a higher level of das lekidushin than you need by Nidor. So that's a shayla. Since you need a high, we assume you even need a higher level of das by Kedushin than you need by Mekah Homemka. So that's the Gemara's Ibaya. That Ibaya would be by Get also, at the time that he's giving the Get. And it's a shayla, at the time that he gives the Get, and he expresses his das, he only expressed it in a poor fashion, and it's only good based on a Yad. So that would be an Ibaya Levshita by Get and by Kedushin by both of them. At the time he's expressing the Das Kiddush and the Das Gittin, maybe the Chiddush Din of Yad was never in Nemar, the Gabi Das Kiddush and the Das Gittin. On the text of the Get and the text of Ishtar Kiddush, it is Nemar. That's like on the text of a Lashon of a Neder or a Shvur. But on the Lashon of Harei Mekudeshesli, the expression of the Das, so maybe they need a more clear-cut expression of Das because you need a higher level of Das. That's where the Gemara Safik goes.
And that's the Pshat and the Safek also by Stachan Hefker, because there's that's Kinyanim is also higher?
By Hefker, I think the Gemara has resolved the issue, no. I don't remember that the Gemara was left with a Safek by Stachan. I think the Gemara came back by Stachan. Yeshiad, everything is Yeshiad. I think the only thing that's a Safek is by Kiddushin. On the Aniris HaKiddushin, the Das HaKiddushin. That's the Safek and Din. And the others, the Gemara just says, you figure out the others are Yesh Yad. Is it Yad HaMachiach, Yad Sheni Machiach? Everything else is normal. I think the only one that remained the Safek and Din was whether Yesh Yad HaKiddushin or not. So it's unclear over here. This Machlek is a pretty important Machlek. It's a Me'ani Rabbanah. A male holds that what Achray is Lav Tosef, Rabban hold Achray's Tosef, Rabban hold Achray's Tosef. So it's a shad, what do they hold? They hold Midin Yad, so it's considered Kilu Nichtav Dami? Oh no! Achray's Tosef is an umdine that it's not that he meant to say, and I don't want to have a Shiva. No, it's a Tosef. Aye, but it's not Nichtav Dami, so you don't have to command to say that it's a Yad. You don't need a Sipra Mais on the Shiva Nechasim. The Matna Mois makes the Shiva Nechasim on the condition that there will be a Shtarai. It's a Shtarai on Halva, sure. It's a Shtarai on Halva. See, that's the Shaila. We pass like the Rabban, the Achrayis Tosef. And Tosef had two Pshotim in the Gemara, whether a Shtar Halva has to be a Shtar Kinyan or a Shtar Rai. So if you all that it has to be a Shtar, if you all has to be a Shtar Kinyan, so where's the Sipra Maisa? So then you're saying that a Yad is good for that. Ika Chasmana said Yad is good for that. Not like the Pnei Yeshua. How can you argue with Pnei Yeshua? But Mary, you can argue with, but how can you argue with Pnei Yeshua? This I don't know. I don't know. Anyway, it's an interesting child. So why did we bring all this up? The Gemara had a brisa that there are five people who don't collect from the Chasm Shabbat, the Monachim Brichar. And one of them is, so the one is simple, a get chob shein bar chreis nechasim. But it's written, ein bar chreis nechasim. It doesn't say, a shtar chayiv, shekasev bo, shein bar. Shein bar is not mentioned one way or the other. So that line is like Reb Meir. All the chreis is lapto seifa. So this brisa seems to go like Reb Meir. Reb Meir is the one who makes the penalty. And even though the ganef is kind of aidei shinui, he still has to give back all the gizis and the blubbers and everything. Knas upon us Reb Meir. He makes a penalty. So the Gemara asks, well, wait a minute. It says over here that in order to collect Shvach Peres, you collect Shvach Peres only from Bnei Chor and not from Shabbat. What does it mean? What do the words mean, Shvach Peres? So the Gemara says, what it means, Hechidami Kigon, the last two lines, a whole fantastic story. A ganav stole a field. And then he sold the field to a lokeach. So the sale was garnished. It's a joke. They don't know if the Dov Hashem Shalai. And then the Lekeach has the field and is planting and he's building a whole hotel and he improves the value of the field. It's worth billions of dollars now. Then the Nignav comes back from Eretz Yisrael. He finds out that they stole my field and they built everything on it. So he takes away the whole field, takes everything away. Osa Balaharo, how does the Gemara say? Osa Balaharo, the Nignav shows up. the shokal ari ushvache, and he takes away the karka with the shvache, he takes everything away. Now the ganav had no right to sell the field. He sold the field for $100,000. That was outright geneva. He had no right to take it. So when the lokeach min haganav goes to collect the $100,000 from the ganav, so he can collect even from the chosim shubot. Let's say the ganav no longer has any assets, but he sold to lekuchas. So kishuhu goves hakeren, the top line says kishuhu goves hakeren. When the lekeach comes to the ganav to collect the keren and the $100,000 that he took for selling the field, he's goiva even min chosim shubot. Why? Rashi writes v'havi kemil v'bishtar. Because when the ganav sold him the field, that's the standard nusach he writes in every shtar. I'm selling you a field, and if the field will be taken away from you, either because I'm a ganav, Moshe Lekir is not going to write I'm a ganav, he writes if the field will be taken away because of some cause, if my fault means if I'll be a loive, it doesn't matter, right? If it turns out that I'm a ganav and I stole the field, no one writes that. He writes, if the field will be taken away from you because of me, so then I will reimburse you. So Rashi writes, Havikimil v'bishtar shavikosu v'lo b'shtar mechir. This episode, the Loshon of Rashi, I think, is megumgum. I didn't have a normal Gemara to look in. The Gemara says, Hamoicha sadeh be'edim goivim nechosem mishubodim. You don't have to have a mil v'bishtar. The only reason why you need a milva b'shtar to collect in the chosim mishubadim, because man the yozef b'tzino yozef, when people borrow money, they don't want everybody to know. They don't want that they should be public knowledge that they're in need of money. Then the value of their property will go down in case they want to sell to get some money. But hamecha sadeh b'edim goivim in the chosim mishubadim. If you sell your field, you don't need a mechira b'shtar. Even if you sell with chalipin, or you sell with kesef, or you sell with chazakeh, it's self-understood that if the karka will be taken away from the lekeach because of some fault of the mecha is going to reimburse him. So the Losh and Rashi said, it's not the duyu. It's not a tame base, they don't know. I had the other Gemara, but they put all the liquid together. So they didn't have anybody say any comment on this Rashi. Got to take a look. The Rashi is not meduyu. Rashi writes, "Havi kin milva b'shtar, like a milva b'shtar." Shari kosav lo b'shtar hamchira. He doesn't have to be kosav lo b'shtar hamchira. The Gemara says, "Hamecha sedeh b'yedim goivim minachosim mishubad." Okay, so the loshon of Rashi is lav dafka. Okay, so when the lekeach, the nignav comes in and takes away the field with all the shevach, everything, he walks off with everything. So then the lekeach from the ganef wants to reimburse the $100,000 that he paid for the sadeh. So that he can collect in the chosim mishubadim if the ganav sold his karkos after he sold the field to the lekeach. If the ganav sold real karkos that really belonged to him, this field didn't belong to him. So he sold fields that did belong to him afterwards, so he's goyim in the chosim mishubadim. What about getting reimbursed for the shvach? Because when the nignav comes, he takes away the whole field with all the whole hotel and all the trees and everything. So the lekeach has the right to be reimbursed by the ganef for the shvach as well. Tosis says on top, ma piton. The Gemara has a machlekes, mabnitzia machlekes, Rabbi Shmuel. Tosis refers to this machlekes on the bottom also. Machlekes, Rabbi Shmuel and mabnitzia. Vehikiboshenu shaloi. If I buy a field from a ganef and I know that it's a stolen field, I know it's a stolen field. So it's machlekes, Rabbi Shmuel, and I pay him $100,000 anyway. So what did I have in mind? So there's machlekes where the most matana most bikot. If and when the field is taken away from the lekech by the nignav, does he have the right to ask the ganav to give him back his $100,000? Most bikot. He say no, most matana. It's hikaboshen shlo. You knew that it's not used. Mar he assumes that the lekech min haganav knew that the field didn't belong to the ganav. It was hikaboshen shlo. Mar just debates. Is he a talmid chacham who knows that karka and an exalus, or is an amaretz? He didn't realize that karka and an exalus. But he knows that it's a sadik zula. So Tesla, if he knows it's a sadik zula, how does he get reimbursed $100,000? The machlekes Rabbi Shmuel, where the Mois Matana, the $100,000 that he gave, he knows it's a stolen field. So one of them holds its Mois Matana. You don't get it back. One holds Mois Bikud. But they all agree, the Kuli Alma, the Gemara says that, but the Kuli Alma is not machlekes, ain't lo shvach, that for sure he doesn't get it. The only machlekes Rabbi Shmuel is, does he get back his $100,000? maybe he knows it's a stolen field, so he's willing to take a risk, and it's self-understood he's not going to get it back. But the Shvach Nach he should also get, if he's going to build a hotel on it, that the Ganav is going to have to reimburse him on Shvach Nach, for sure now. So Tosfos says, V'yesh Loima, that Gemara and Bob Metzia go, Shalom Bachreis. He never wrote, the Ganav who sold the field to Lekeach, the whole Genevish Shtik, he never wrote him a document that is Bachreis. Hocha Bachreis, he was talking, then he wrote Achreis. So that's why, for sure, Beilera Bein Shmuel, he is entitled to get back the Keren here, because he wrote him, I'm selling you the field Bachreis. So for sure, it's Mois Pikot, it's not going to be Mois Matana. And for sure, he gets back the Shvach as well. So the Gemara. Yeah, he gets it. Like Yerushal Abishus, he ought to get paid back the money. Yerushal Abishus, because the field belonged to the original owner. And I improved it, Pikam, I built a whole hotel, it's worth much more. But he pays me back Yerushal Abishus like a laborer. But the hotel was worth millions. He's only going to pay me, like a laborer, $10,000 for building a hotel. I want back the whole millions of dollars that the hotel is worth. So it says in the Brisa, I have the right to collect, sounds like that what? I collect Kiyori Chaleh Bishus, I collect from the Nignav, and the rest of the value of the hotel, way above, $10,000 I get from the Nignav, Kiyori Chaleh Bishus, and the rest of the $4,900,000, whatever, that I get from the Gata, but I get back all of my money. So the Gemara asks, wait a minute, we just proved that this price is Rameh. Rameh holds it, even though Shinui is Kaina, we penalize you to give everything away. So why over here, why does the Lekech Menah Gazlan get everything back? Why does it get reimbursed? What happened to the penalty? So the Gemara says, it's a Raya. It must be that it was B'shegeh. Wait a minute. The Gemara was discussing... No, come on. It says in the Braise that the Lakeach gets everything back. Okay, we better... Taisis in the Rashbo asked, the whole Gemara doesn't make any sense. Karka ain't an exalus. What does it have to do with Rameh? Rameh before was talking when Shina is kind of by Metaltalim. So despite the fact that Shina is kind of, they made a penalty with Rabba. He's talking about Karka. Karka ain't an exalus. So, okay, we'll start from that on Sunday. Got to figure out what was the kasha and what was the answer.